Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Paris School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, December 28, 1853, sudden passing of the treasurer of Barbados. On this day, December 28, 1853, readers of the local newspaper, The Barbadian, were informed that Mr. Grant, treasurer of Barbados and president of the council, had died suddenly a few nights ago as a result of an unfortunate accident. This stunning news shocked local elites, as Mr. Grant was a highly respected civic leader who had earned the esteem of his contemporaries. Barbados's system of local government at that time consisted of the local assembly, referred to as the lower chamber, and the council, which was acknowledged to be the upper chamber. Members of the assembly represented each of the 11 parishes and were elected in accordance with the racial, property, and religious qualifications of the time. Members of the council, of which Mr. Grant was the president, were appointed by the governor. The governor had the power to veto all bills approved by either the assembly or the council. The somber details of Mr. Grant's untimely passing were as follows. After a delightful family gathering held in honor of his daughter's birthday had concluded, Mr. Grant, upon deciding to retire to his chamber for the evening, fell over the staircase and suffered a fatal injury. Thus, after a day spent in domestic love and harmony, the awful and sudden death of the head of the household occurred. On this day, December 28, 1853, Barbadians were notified that Mr. Grant, the venerable president of the council and treasurer of Barbados, had died a few days earlier after an unfortunate accident at his home. Reflecting upon the distressing news of Mr. Grant's passing, the bulletin reflected upon the uncertainty of life and quoted the eternal truth, "In the midst of life, we are in death." Readers were also challenged to consider Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth."
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.